Hello, loves. It's your girl, Ruthie, here. Coming at you with another AMA. Are you guys sick of these yet? Because I'm not. I really enjoy them, and I think they're lots of fun, and I'll probably keep doing them. The good thing is that this is a festive Thanksgiving one, so... You know, I'm trying to mix it up a little bit, but I hope you enjoy the questions. I've tagged the link to them. Feel free to answer them by PM or comment or record. I love hearing your answers and getting to know more about all of you. And I hope you all had a wonderful Halloween. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving coming up, and then we are on to Christmas and the New Year. So if you don't celebrate any of those, sometimes it's just nice to celebrate, just in general. So anyways, here we go with some questions. What did you do for Thanksgiving when you were growing up, or what do you wish you did? What did I do for Thanksgiving growing up? I think we didn't much like anybody else. We did our Thanksgiving meal. We actually, in my family, we prepare the meal to be done early afternoonish. And then we just kind of, we like eat then. And then we just kind of like graze the rest of the day. Like we'll eat the big meal and then... a bunch of us will go outside and we'll have a game of family football or just catch or something to that extent. And after a couple hours, we'll go back inside and we'll snack a little more. Maybe we'll put on a show or play a game together. And then we just kind of go through this cycle. So it's pretty fun. It's a good mix up of things. What is your favorite food at the Thanksgiving meal? And no, this doesn't mean dessert. My favorite food at the Thanksgiving meal? Gosh, it's got to be the turkey. I am a turkey freak. I love turkey. It's so good. And I love the turkey leftovers. Like, I love mixing them with, like making like a little rice dish with them. I love just turkey sandwiches or wraps that I've made the next day. I just love it so much. If it wasn't that, maybe my second would be either potatoes or mac and cheese, something like that. Or bread. Homemade baked bread. Do you remember your first kiss? Share if you'd like. I do remember my first kiss. I got my first kiss when I was 12, I think. And I mean like real first kiss. I don't mean like, oh, we're in kindergarten and we kissed, you know. I mean like a real first kiss where it was like a proactive, I'm going to kiss this boy. I'll try to keep it brief, but I had a crush on this boy the whole school year. And his family was military, and it came time for them to move on. I had had my chance all year, and literally the day he leaves, I wrote him a note that said, I don't even remember, probably something like, "You're awesome. I like you. We should go out." You know, because back then that was the term of phrase. You say we should go out. Anyways, he caught me at the water fountain after lunch. We kind of stayed behind, which was we're not supposed to do. And I'm sure the teacher was going to come looking for us. And he basically said, "I got your note and I'm leaving tomorrow. So I don't know what you want me to say." And I was like, "Oh, it was just a silly thing. It's not a big deal." And he said, "Well," he goes, "I just wish you would have said something sooner." He's like, "'Cause I liked you too." I mean, obviously we didn't sound this astute because we were 12-year-olds, but it's basically what he said. And I blushed and everything. And I'm like, "Oh, I feel bad that I didn't say anything then."
you know, and then, you know, it was like this moment of awkwardness, as you are when you're younger. And I was like, well, we probably need to catch up with the class. And he's like, yeah. He's like, but first I want to do something. And I'm like, okay. And I looked at him and I was like, what? And then he started to, he started to go in for the kill, you know, as they say. So he went in, leaned in and stuff, and he kissed me. And it was very sweet, just a simple kiss for our age. And so I just think it was a funny story that preluded the, it's kind of been a reflection of my love life. I've always had horrible timing. No, it's not quite that dramatic. I'm just being silly. What does it mean to you to give thanks? To give thanks. I think there's a good many ways that you could thank people. Everybody's different. But I think giving thanks in general just means you either express yourself in some, well, you just express yourself in some way that shows your appreciation and your gratitude for what you've been given or what someone has done for you. Not so much to reciprocate or feel obligated to equalize what they've done, but it's just your form of, you know, being grateful and expressing that, and not taking it for granted. Do you watch any sports on the holiday, and what are your favorite teams? I do not really proactively watch sports that day. I have family members that do, so I really can just get all the highlights from them. But, yeah, so I don't really proactively watch it. Favorite teams? I almost don't like breaking into this kind of stuff because people get really passionate about teams. I'm just going to go with football team because football is really big where I am. And my favorite team, if you know sports, and you either love them or hate them, so I'm just going to phrase it this way. My favorite team is America's team. So I hope some of you will still be my listeners after knowing that. You don't have to give any names, but can you genuinely dish out a compliment to someone in the GWA community right now? I will. There is someone in the GWA community who has always been very sweet to me, has always been very kind, has always offered a listening ear, lending a hand, a kind word. And they've become a really good friend. And so I guess that person, you should know who you are. So if you realize that it's you that I'm talking about, I will simply tell you thank you for being real with me, and thank you for being one of the reasons that I am quite happy to stay in the GWA world for a while. I love you mucho. Favorite beverage of this festive season? Ooh, it's toughy. Probably hot chocolate. If I could find an excuse to drink hot chocolate all the time, I will. After that, maybe something like an apple cider, a hot one with spices mulled into it and everything. So, what dirty holiday fantasy about Thanksgiving do you enjoy the most or want to play out? Ooh, the fondling under the dinner table. That is one of the most fun things that I fantasize about and desire to do. Whether it's at my family table or my partner's family's table, just during the meal, you know, just at some point, you know, in the activities and such. I just think it would be really, it's just really sexy to just touch them, fondle them, tease them, and they can't really have a reaction. I don't know, it stirs me in a way. So that, I think that's my favorite fantasy there. How do you like to make holiday sex special? I actually like to prelude it with like some sort of celebration or something, you know, for the holiday itself. And then I think doing all that and going that extra mile then kind of makes the sex more special anyways. Other than that, maybe dressing up or doing a different position or trying out something new we've never tried out, but I wouldn't go super extreme. Do you help out with any of the Thanksgiving meal cooking, and do you have a specialty? So my specialty is I make a lot of pies, a lot of different ones. So I do pretty good there. And something that I do help prepare is actually the turkey itself. I started making turkeys for Thanksgiving about 8 years ago, and since then I've done pretty well, I think. They're usually pretty juicy, cooked well, nobody has any complaints, and there's usually not a whole lot of leftovers unless I go in during like the pre oven phase. Like
I basically have to sneak out, you know, extra turkey ahead of time. So I think that means I do it pretty well. Do you think it is acceptable to listen to, decorate with, or participate in Christmas things before Thanksgiving? I mean, it's acceptable in the fact that people just want to be festive. So, I mean, I let them do what they do, but do I personally like it? No. I think that Christmas, a lot of people, even when they're trying to be festive and celebratory, get caught up in, you know, the consumerism and the stress of the holidays. And I think Thanksgiving is all about food and family and thankfulness and coming together around a table. And I feel like we've rushed through that holiday. I don't know if anybody's noticed that. But you have Halloween where you dress up and you have parties and you have lots of fun. And then you have Thanksgiving where it's about being thankful and around family and stuff. But it's kind of like that holiday gets rushed through because it's like, oh yeah, yeah, we know it's our family, we're thankful, blah, blah, blah. You know? And then you get on to Christmas, which it's all like, okay, I've got to buy these gifts for these people. I've got to send out these cards. We're going to be traveling on these days. This person has a Christmas party on the 6th, but then we also have a Christmas party on this day. Like, you just get caught up in all that hoopla for, you know, this thing as well. So yeah, I just feel like it gets rushed through. And I think part of that is because the already put your mindset in it when they start putting out decorations and things like that. Sexiest piece of clothing or accessory for this time of year? Ooh. Do beards count? I love facial hair, and I know I've been seeing a lot more of them around in public, so I like that. Other than that, I think it's always fun when people wear like their winter coats and then they take them off like at a party or just like when they get to your house, they take them off and they reveal what's underneath. Like, it's just always like a, you never know what they'll be wearing underneath. It's just like a fun, sexy thing. I think taking off layers is very sexy. So that's my opinion. Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving movie or song? Either actually intended to, or they just happen to make you think of the season. Okay, so like it doesn't have to be actual Thanksgiving movies. Actually, one of my favorite Thanksgiving movies is Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore. It's old, it's cheesy, it's a Pauly Shore movie. But it's got a lot of heart to it and just some silly stuff in it. So it serves its purposes. Would you rather
dress up as a sexy pilgrim or a sexy turkey? Wow, I'd probably go with the sexy pilgrim just because it's black, and I think the sexy turkey is just weird. What is the greatest compliment you have received this year? The greatest compliment. Sorry, Ruthie's gonna level for a minute and be a little real. Some of you know, some of you don't know, but I lost a really dear friend this year. He passed away unexpectedly. And one of the greatest compliments I've gotten since then is he had a journal we found, and in it, he had written a few "Hey, in case I die" letters, and he wrote one for me. And to me, the compliment was not what was in the letter, but the compliment was the fact that he only wrote a few, and I was important enough for him to write one too. I know you have people that you're like, we're best friends, you know, and I really considered him one of my very best friends, and I will miss him all the time. And I think getting that letter, I mean, it just tells me how much he would miss me if, you know, the shoe was on the other foot, so to speak. So, anyways, that was a really important compliment to me that helped me process a lot of it. So, anyways, sorry. Sorry, guys. Something that made you laugh the hardest this year. Okay, so now we can be like on a cheerier note. Something that made me laugh the hardest this year, is I don't drink a whole lot, but I, on St. Patrick's Day, I got kind of smashed, had a lot of fun, laughed my head off, and it was just a good time, like with good friends that I've known for years and years, and it was funny. They were laughing because I can't really walk. I'm not very coordinated when I'm drinking, but I'm very proud, so you get the, guys, I got it, it's okay, you know, and it was pretty funny when I tried to bend over to pick up something that I had dropped, and I end up just sliding off the bench that I was on. So, I mean, those things are, like, really funny. Just those nights were super fun, so it was a good time. What Thanksgiving, quote-unquote, food would you implement into a food play kink session? If it can be anything, I would say, obviously, it's got to be desserts, like pies or brownies or something like that. If it means, like, food, oh, gosh. That's so tough. I don't know what food. Gosh, I don't know. Everything I'm thinking of, like, I know you're silent. You don't hear anything, but my head's like, what about turkey? And it's like, but, like, just the turkey itself is just, you know, we're just eating it like snack. Like, I'm going through all these scenarios in my head. Maybe something to do with bread? I don't know. Because I'm thinking of, like, you make the bread, you slice it, it's hot and buttery, and so I just imagine maybe, like, feeding some to somebody, because bread is so good. But I just don't find it super sexy, so I don't know. That's my answer, I guess. Bread. Favorite current tradition for the holiday or season? So I have this awesome tradition, or I think it's awesome, where I bake a lot of pies. I've said this a few times. Everybody in my family gets a special pie made for them. They make a request, and I make them a pie, whatever kind of pie they want, even if I tell them they have all year to find a new pie, and I've made some weird ones just to sate their curiosity. So I make them a special pie, and that's my way of saying thank you for, that's my way of giving thanks for them, to show my love for them. And so I make all these pies, and a few pies I make extra, you know, and stuff. And some of the pies that I make them, and then the pies kind of like, we usually have Thanksgiving at my house or at my brother's house. But a lot of the pies they stay at my house and people will pick them up later and stuff like that. But anyways, the point is that on Thanksgiving night at late, like we're talking, I call it, it's at midnight. I make me either a hot chocolate or a glass of milk. And then I pull out all of the pies, all of the desserts. We have secret family recipe brownies, cheesecakes, pies, cookies, bread. And I pull them all out and I get a plate and I just start like taking little samples of all of them. And it's like a midnight pie party, and whoever's around is invited. So yeah, if you guys want a new tradition or you want to join me at my pie party, come on over. What is a non-traditional Thanksgiving food you wish could be non-judgmentally added to the feast? It's going to have to be something Asian, like ramen, like legit ramen food, or like sushi. Those are two of my most favorite things. I always thought it was cool, and I have some friends that have the tradition, but for Christmas, how in the Christmas Story they ate at a Chinese restaurant on Christmas. I thought that was just so cool. And I have some friends that do that every Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. They will eat at a Chinese restaurant, and that is like their family tradition. So I thought that was cool. Because the flavors are not traditional for the mill. But that's really a thing. The only other thing I actually might implement is that history and geography have shown me that the traditional Thanksgiving meal would actually include a lot of seafood, like oysters and things like that, because of where it took place. So I just thought it would be cool to have like a more traditional, like old school traditional, and incorporate all those. If you could have one famous person alive or dead sit at your table this year, whom would you choose? Trying to think, do I go historical? Do I go with like pop culture? You know who I would really like probably this year? I really would like Madeline Kahn. I've always idolized her. I think she's gorgeous. She's funny. She doesn't take herself too seriously, and she died tragically young. And I just feel like the point that I'm at in my life, I really would love to talk to someone, a woman who I idolize and look up to, and, you know, just talk to her about empowering ourselves and how she got to where she was and how I feel like I'm on my way there. But if she has any girl-to-girl tips or tricks or, you know, advice for me, I think that's really cool. Like, I think that would be really cool. And actually, probably the second person that I would invite to my dinner would be my maternal grandmother, for the same exact reasons. Now, she wasn't an actress. She wasn't so progressive because of the time period and stuff. But My grandmother was incredibly strong as a woman, and I think I would just love to sit down with either of them and talk to them as an adult, like my grandmother. I never got that chance before she passed away, but I would love to have a conversation with her as an adult woman and just talk about life, you know, from woman to woman. Marry, fuck, or kill the turkey from Thanksgiving, Gingy from Shrek, or a hot apple pie? okay, well, right off the bat, I'm killing the turkey. I've seen that movie. I haven't seen all of that movie. I've seen like 20 minutes of that movie, and I wish I could get it back. It was atrocious. It was bad, and I cannot believe there is a sequel. I mean, I feel like Gingy is just a cookie that wants to be loved, and he's kind of disabled now, but, you know, he's cool. So I guess I would marry him, and I would just fuck the hot apple pie. Don't know how I would do that as a female unless I'm just, you know, like rubbing fronts or spreading the hot apple pie all over my body while I touch myself. I'm not sure how this works, but whatever. I will be the pie fucker. This year has seemed to have been a tough one for a lot of people. What is at least one thing I am thankful for in 2018? I am thankful for I think I am thankful for friends. I know I lost a really, really, really important friend this year, but I'm meeting new friends all the time, and I think they just, you know, everybody imparts something different to me, and they help see the value in me. Every time I gain a new friend, it helps me see that there's something in me worth being around or laughing with or crying with or like whatever our vibe is. Just meeting new people and discovering life together and new experiences together. And so I'm like super thankful for that. So anyways, that is all the questions. I'm sorry I got a little heavy on you guys. Sometimes the holidays make me sentimental. I may or may not have another one coming for you. But please, please participate, answer, ask away. If you ever have any ideas for questions or you come across a questionnaire that I might have missed or anything, feel free to message it to me. Again, I hope you all have a great weekend we're coming up on, but especially a very happy Thanksgiving season. And remember to be thankful. I know there's plenty of horrible out in the world. And, you know, there's always going to be horrible. But life is peppered with little moments of joy. So let's be thankful, right? And I'm sure I will be talking to you all very soon. Bye.